Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, we give you the gift that is Sir Paul McCartney, only really, really high.
When I find myself in times of trouble, all the Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 6:35. It is Wednesday morning. It's time for you to win some sauce for your table. But which sauce will it be? Matt's Hot Sauce, Clough, or my sweet barbecue sauce, Fountain of Youth? Now, when we started out early doors giving you a chance to win this sauce, Matt took a really early lead. He was like five sauces ahead.
Yeah.
But currently, Clough, you have chosen on eight occasions, and now Fountain of Youth has been chosen by you, the dear listeners, the people that really count, seven separate occasions. And I can exclusively reveal, because we've only just decided this in the dying embers of the last song you were listening to, that we're going to take it to 10, and then the giveaway of the bespoke sauces is over and we move on to some new merchandise.
Wow.
And we have an incredible idea for that. All will be revealed. But for now, well, Matt's not here today, so the best thing to do, I think, is to choose Fountain of Youth and make it eight all, so it's a present surprise for him when he returns to the breakfast show tomorrow morning.
Yeah, Clough's not an option. If you win today, Clough's not an option.
Well said, Glenn. Well said. And we can play Matt this audio tomorrow of you leading the charge for that. Now, let's keep it Glenn-based, shall we? We have a snippet from yesterday's show when I was asking you about the things you're embarrassed by, but you really shouldn't be, and that was when Glenn divulged this. What word is missing from this clip? Glenn, what about you? Things you're embarrassed by you shouldn't be.
Eating. Oh.
Right.
Yeah, eating a bowl of... There is no way. Either way, I feel like I should be wearing a baseball cap with a propeller on the top.
Yeah.
It's so degrading.
Glenn's thinking, just a week ago, I was on Have I Got News For You? And now this. So, what is it that Glenn finds embarrassing to eat? Is it A, jelly, or B, ice cream? A, jelly, or B, ice cream? Your name and your answers, please, to 8-12-15. And up next, one of you is going to turn Sauce Whisperer and win yourself, without a shadow of a doubt, a bottle of Fountain of Youth.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's merchandise time. And joining us now, we have our old hand at winning merch, because it is legendary listener to the show, Steve, the captain of industry. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
You know, it's been so long since I first came up with the name Captain of Industry. I can't even remember why. I think it's Steve once did a spreadsheet or something, and that was good enough for me. Anyway, Steve, it is great having you back on The Breakfast Show. And the reason we were so pleased you texted in is because you're one step closer to being a completist of our weird and wonderful merch. Would you take everyone through what you've got so far in your collection?
I have a mug, the bin sticker, the luggage sticker, and the luxury slippers.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
The
wow.
Full gambit, which is, he's gone full berry, which is just amazing. I love that. So now you're playing for the sauce. All you need to do is tell us, based on the clip from yesterday's show, we were asking about those things you're embarrassed by, but you really have no need to be. And Glenn said he found a particular food type embarrassing to eat. Was it jelly or ice cream?
It was ice cream.
Let's see if you're right. Glenn, what about you? Things you're embarrassed by you shouldn't be.
Eating ice cream.
Oh!
Right.
Yeah, eating an ice cream, eating a bowl of ice cream. There is no way. Either way, I feel like I should be wearing a baseball cap with a propeller on the top. It's so degrading.
Well done, Steve, the captain of industry and the captain of early doors merch. You've got yourself a bottle of sauce, but the question is, which one are you going for? Is it going to be Clough? Now, bear in mind, Matt's not here.
Yeah, tread carefully.
Yeah. Or Fountain of Youth. If you do choose Fountain of Youth, you will cause a huge ripple through the world of radio by making it eight bottles apiece between Matt and I. So, my friend, and not the first time we've had an Indiana Jones reference on the show this week,
choose wisely.
Well, I'm not a massive fan of barbecue sauce.
Oh, it's got a little hot taste going. Yes. Yeah, Greg Wallace said it's got a heat really nice. Through it. It's got a heat. Thank you, Glenn.
And I'm not a massive fan of Matt Dyson. Sorry, Matt. Take that back. I'm going to disappoint you and go Clough.
Oh no!
What?
Steve! Oh, the newly demoted captain of industry on the show there. For what, unfortunately, is the final time. Steve, we'll speak to you real soon. So there we go. We are taking it to 10 bottles before we take our bespoke sauces off the market. Clough's got 9. Fountain of Youth has 7. There'll be an opportunity for you to win one tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is 11 minutes past 7 on your Wednesday morning. Let's get socially armed, shall we, with Glenn Moore. Glenn, what's going on out there?
Well, let's start with the movies. Obviously, last year we had Barbenheimer, the big releases of Barbie and Oppenheimer. Well, topping the box office at the moment is the lasagna-loving cat Garfield and the Anya Taylor-Joy action movie Furiosa. So Louis Vertel on X says, forget Barbenheimer, this year's event is Lasagna Taylor-Joy, which I can get fully behind. Elsewhere, Google AI has promised to resolve its issues it's been having over the weekend. I don't know if you saw this, but basically Google's got its own response to sort of ChatGPT and Bard and all those sort of things. And it's basically your own personal assistant. You type in questions. It gives you advice. How do I make great spaghetti bolognese? And it will give you like a recipe and stuff like that. Now, for some reason, Google AI has gone insane. And examples include someone asked, how can I stop my cheese sliding off pizza? And they've said, just use about an eighth of a cup of glue. Someone suggested, what happens if I'm walking and I accidentally fall off a cliff? And Google AI said, don't worry, you can stay in the air as long as you keep running and just don't look down, like in Looney Tunes. What else have we got?
Roadrunner.
Yeah, someone asked how many rocks they should eat in a day, and they said, according to geologists at Berkeley, you should eat at least one small rock per day. Sometimes it gets aggressive. Someone says, what does an astronaut do? And they said, smoke, game, repeat, need I say more? Yeah, go work your desk job in the rat race, you loser. Imagine Google telling you that.
Wow.
Yeah, and my favourite of all is someone said, can you list all the fruits that end in obviously wanting like plum or something like that. Google AI didn't suggest plum, it suggested applum, bananum, strawberrum and coconut.
Wow, Google got claws.
Yeah, so use Google AI. Elsewhere, one of the big questions has been asked online in the last week is what's the most significant tweets of our time? For instance, Ed Balls just tweeting his own name, Ed Balls.
100%.
And a few have suggested this great one from someone called Hell Dude on Twitter, who said, I ordered a bunch of sardines in bulk. My kids found them and have started saying to each other, I swear on my father's sardines, and I don't know, it just feels like I'm not coming back from this. And finally, the always reliable There I Ruined It have made Who Wants to Hear Paul McCartney high-pitched? Would you like to hear Paul McCartney high-pitched?
I'd love to, yeah.
We'd love to hear. This is Paul McCartney abnormally high-pitched.
Oh, no, not Let It Be.
When the fire gets on.
Like his voice hasn't broken.
Well, you'll be talking about that later, and I've saved you later.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And so here we go.
10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, it is 10 weeks of tickets. It's about you seeing The Killers live in London as we play All Killers, No Spillers. Anna Geary has a vessel of undetermined size in front of her. She will fill it with water from another vessel also of an undetermined size. All you need to do is shout, stop! When you think you are near the rim of the vessel. And again, this vessel could be a bucket, it could be a thimble. The contestant who gets the closest to the rim will win, but if you penetrate the rim and spill, you automatically lose. You need to be All Killers, No Spillers. And playing this morning, online one, we have Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Mark, welcome to the show. Mark loves a bit of absolute 80s, as does our competitor on line 2, Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome to the show. Hello. Tony, this is Mark. Mark, this is Tony.
Hi, Mark.
Morning, Tony.
Okay, morning. So, Mark, you were chosen at random first, so you are going first. It is time to enter into the splash zone. And it's time to move the hydraulic arm. If Feeling good, Anna?
I'm feeling good.
Okay, so Mark, basically, just shout stop. That's all you need to do. Anna, commence the pour.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay, mark it off. You did not penetrate the rim, I can tell you that much.
Okay.
Okay, back into the jug. Okay, Tony, you're up. You just need to shout stop. Good luck. Here we go.
Stop.
Who's closest to the rim? Call it, Anna.
That is Tony.
Tony, you've won! Man. You're way into the killers! Well done!
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Congratulations, Mark. Lovely having you tuned in on 80s. Sorry you didn't win this time. But yes, let me have a little look at how you did. Oh, now that is fine work, Tony.
Brilliant.
Pulled the perfect pint.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, it really is. Tony, thank you also for tuning into the show and enjoy the gig.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Cheers, Tony. Bye now. Thank you very much indeed. Anna Geary, there'll be another chance for you to win on 10 weeks of tickets tomorrow morning from 7:30.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Hurtling towards 12 minutes past 8 on your Wednesday morning, which of course is your cool badge day. 8-12-15 is the number. If you've said or witnessed a crime against cool, get in touch with us right now. It's only fair I get the ball rolling. So two things happened to me yesterday that are very cool badgy. And the only thing about doing something seriously uncool on a Tuesday afternoon is at least you can take solace in the fact you're going to get to say it on the cool badge section the next
yes,
morning.
Yeah, yeah.
The worst
people
time
to hear.
Exactly. The worst time to be uncool is this afternoon, because then you've got to wait a whole week before you can get it off your chest on the breakfast show. So first of all, for reasons I won't go into right now, yesterday I decided to revisit Jamiroquai's debut album, Emergency on Planet Earth. Now, that album came out about 30 years ago, and that was kind of the last time I listened to it when I was just in the womb. The last time
but still in the massive hat.
Yeah, still wearing So on the cover of Emergency on Planet Earth, it's a really pared-down cover. It's a white background, and then there's the famous kind of logo, I suppose, of Jamiroquai, which is JK, as you say, in the hat, with the horns. He's got the little boot cuts on. He's got his hands by his side. So I'm listening to it, and I check my phone for a text, and that's when I notice that that little symbol is now animated. So the little JK on the cover of Emergency on Planet Earth is actually in silhouette dancing along to the music that's playing. And I was like, that is so cool. Hey, guys, come and check out Jamiroquai. Wow. It's so cool.
It's like the paintings in Harry Potter at Moods. 100%.
The other one, I was in Argos. That's not the cool badge offence. I ordered what I needed to get. I went up to the screen and I noticed that my number was 007.
Oh.
And the fact I got a thrill of excitement out of that is so uncool.
Were you buying
untrue.
Anything Bond related?
Yes.
Anything cool?
It was a laundry hamper to put my daughter's teddy bears in, and I think that's pretty James Bond, isn't it? It's pretty James.
I'm like, is that the cool badge that you were buying a hamper?
Yeah, well, no, I'm giving Evie's room a glow up, so she's away because it's half term. Her and mummy have gone away, so when she returns, I'm going to try and make her room, you know, a little better than it has.
With a laundry hamper.
With a laundry hamper, yeah, so she can learn how to do the washing.
Well, no, Mr. Bond, so to dry.
So that's why I was in Argos getting this little laundry hamper, but I was 007. But it was one of those things I had in stock, so I was 007 for about 30 seconds, and then she just handed it over and I went back out.
Yeah,
I was just Dave again.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Morning, Dave and team. This statement couldn't have been more perfectly timed on Cool Badge Day. Whilst talking about how much he loves an egg custard tart. It's a good setup, isn't it?
It's a good setup.
My partner said, I just wish I carried my own nutmeg. So ashamed, adds Maisie. Thanks, Maisie. Dave, yesterday whilst driving to work, I saw a staff member changing the digital numbers on the petrol station forecourt sign with a remote control. And I said to myself, wow, look at that. That's from Emma, the community nurse, in need of some annual leave. Yes, it seems that way, doesn't it, Emma? A listener by the name of Sophie slid into my DMs on Insta and shared this cool badge moment from her life with me, and I'd like to share it all with you. Okay. She says, Dave, I've officially done the most embarrassing thing of all time. Cool badge doesn't even cut it. Went to the Chelsea flower show, saw the beautiful roses, went to smell them. I thought there was a wall from the ground up. There wasn't. I went to lean in to smell the beautiful roses. I fell.
No. Right into it.
No.
I had to be helped out. My friend was laughing so much she couldn't even assist me. Strangers were peeling me out of the bush. I had petals in my hair. Oh my gosh. And then Sophie then sent another message, which was a picture of what she'd fallen into. And she said, you can see where my legs actually went in.
Oh my God.
And you can see where Sophie's legs actually went into what probably would have been an award-winning display at the Chelsea Flower Show, but it won't be, will it? Not now, Sophie. The rest of you, keep your cool badges coming. The number, as you know, is 81250.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. I went away this weekend to Park Dean with my stepdaughter, who's 10 years old. We were joining in, doing party dances, and when the crew asked who wanted a prize, I found myself shouting with my arm in the air, pick me! Pick me! From Rob in Colchester. Rob, give me the cool badge. Pete from Suffolk's also got in touch saying, morning, Dave. I planted some new hanging baskets over the weekend. Myself and my wife were looking through the patio doors when I saw a bee land on them. My fist went into the air triumphantly and I shouted, yes! Like I'd saved humanity or something. Well done, Pete. Keep on planting those plants, man. Every little helps, doesn't it? It's a really good thing. Well done, Pete.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's 8:35 on your Wednesday morning. On the way, I will reveal the two topics I've chosen for the smash, and therefore you will have your opportunity to earn a shout out just after 9 a.m. But we have to carry on with the cool badges. I mean, already I've handed in two. Sophie's handed in one via Instagram. Listeners, Rob, Pete, Emma, Maisie, and we just keep on going. You're being very uncool this week, everybody. Karen in Plymouth. Dave, I need to hand in the cool badge. My husband and I recently discussed buying a new washing up dish drainer. We decided on one with a pull-out section to put oven trays on. Ooh! I found myself saying, I cannot wait to do the washing up and use it. That's from Karen in Plymouth. Now, this is a lovely call back. To me getting a trill of excitement at being given the number 007 in Argos when buying my 5-year-old daughter a new laundry basket. That's right, it's cool badge day. Morning, Dave. My phone number ends in 007, which I think is pretty cool. But any time that I give anyone my phone number and they comment on it, I always say back, yes, I'm licensed to text.
Oh,
it's not even a play on anything.
No. And every time I die a little inside, says Simon. So at least he knows.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, but you've got to just say, like, shaken, not phone. That's not a pun.
Glenn, do you want to hand in the badge? Everyone's handing
the
badge.
Yeah, I should. This is sort of an insecure badge. We tried unsuccessfully over the weekend to potty train Elliot, our 2-year-old, and basically, anytime Katie told anyone over the weekend that she was like, we're trying potty training this week, everyone would always make the same joke of, and how's Glenn getting on?
Yeah.
Is Glenn getting on okay? Yeah. And it's an insecure part of me that for some reason I should just go, ha 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 ha. Instead, I'd go, no. Like, as it, I get defensive about it. Go, no, it's not me, it's Elliot. It's Elliot's the potty trainer. Like, I should feel secure in enough in myself that I'm not the one being potty trained.
Yeah, 100%.
But it reached a stage where it's like, I need to keep my mouth closed. And everyone's like, oh, Glenn's potty training. I'd be like, no. I slipped out again. Why can't I just accept the joke?
Anna, can you follow that?
Not for me, but for my dad.
Oh, you're going to. I'm good. I love it when Mike hands in a cool badge.
Yeah, this is.
What you got for us?
So he just keeps sending me selfies in front of, like, really amazing, intricate, like, knitting.
Wow! Leave it there. I think
Why don't you do it as a father-daughter and both hand in the badge at the same time?
Where's his knitting? Is he doing it?
Well, it's not him. They're called the Yarn Bombers, and it's in, like, where he lives, like, the little village in, like, a coastal village in Wales, Tangwirl. They're, like, around May time, it kind of becomes known as the Knitted Village.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't say the name on air because they'll just be bombarded by millions of people all going down there, right?
Yeah, well, that's what happens. They do get a lot of tourism coming to see because they are absolutely phenomenal.
But what, okay, intricate knitting, that's all I got. What is it? What actually is it?
Like knitted bunting of, like, I don't know, all over the fences and hedges in the village of, like, fish and birds and dragons and all
this feels
sorts.
A bit Wicker Man.
It does, doesn't it? The Wall Man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's local, all soft as he comes out.
Yeah. Police officer from the mainland went missing there. There's a lot's gone on here.
Okay. Graffiti on a wall. Unbelievable. Okay, so, and he's into this, is he?
Well, it's just the selfies. I just want to hand in his cool badge because I'm just constantly getting bombarded by selfies in front of random hedges with knitting everywhere.
Knitting everywhere. So is he going around almost like collecting them, like Pokemon, like woolen Pokemon?
Exactly. That's exactly it. One day I get him in front of a knitted dragon, the next day it's a fish, then it's a bird.
Okay, I'm going to have to say, Mike, I know you tune in from time to time, obviously not for me, but because, you know, your lovely daughter Anna's on the show, but... Stop doing it, Mike. Stop.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is 8:51 on your Wednesday morning. Yesterday at this time, on The Smash, we did music versus bodies of water. And so today, we tackle film in flight. Anything to do with the world of movies? Anything to do with, well, kind of being up in the sky, I suppose? 8:12:15 is the number. Make sure you include your name, where you are, and that way, just after 9, it will be shout-out time in your life. Duty Free Willy.
Oh, very good. Beautiful.
Birder on the Orient Express. Not so good, but, you know. Anna, what have you got for us?
I got Lord of the Wings.
Brilliant.
Oh, great.
Vanilla Fly. And this is my personal favourite, Snow Flight and the Seven Dwarfs.
That's really good.
Glenn, complete the set, please.
The Wizard of Oz.
Very good.
Check-in run. And Bruce All Flighty.
So there we go. It is film in flight on The Smash today. That number again, 8:12:15. Get your wordplay, your puns. Get them into us now, just after 9. We'll turn into shout-out time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. We're once again, we are looking for puns and wordplay fun from you, but not for a fun reason, no, for a very serious reason. That reason is shout outs, because you don't get them very often on this breakfast show. In fact, you only get them just after 9. That's shout out time. And this morning, we were looking at film in flight, which is why we have Flight Club from Ian in Manchester.
Nice.
We have 13, Boeing on 30 from Will in Edinburgh. Saving Private Ryan Air from Mark.
Excellent.
My Air Lady from Steve in York. Bad Boys, Glide or Die from Ellen in Leeds. Propeller High Water from Robin Liverpool. The Big Easy Jet from Lee in Epsom. Beverly Hills Copter, says Simon in Birmingham. American Pilot from Poppy in Reading, and Qantas of Solace is lovely work from Dave in Bolton. Well done, everybody. Yet again, you have nailed The Smash, which is why I can guarantee you it will be back on The Breakfast Show
real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That is it for the Wednesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. It is time once again to bid you farewell. Thank you for tuning in and remind you that a brand new edition of the podcast will be made available shortly wherever you do your pod dealings. In the absence of Matt Dyson, I've kind of given myself a little bit of a versus battle when it comes to the title. No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to dry was a fantastic line from Glenn Moore. However, just pipping it from the social ammunition this morning, I have decided to name the podcast I Swear on My Father's Sardines. You can get that in about 5 minutes' time. Also, in about 5 minutes' time, you can get Leona Graham. She's going to be here with the Tea Break Trivia. Plus, she'll tell you how you could be winning £250,000 by the end of the week. As for us, we'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.